You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome to another edition of Marijuana Media. Welcome to everybody in the room. We have old mate Chris Fowley here.
G'day. How you going?
Not bad, not bad. And we also have a special guest, Colin Hogg, who is an author. Tell us what you are exactly, Colin. You're many things, aren't you?
I'm a writer, really. That's okay. What I am. Yep.
Cool. You've written a book called The High Road.
Yep.
And you're in town sort of promoting it, I guess, in a sense, because it's brand Spanx, isn't it?
Yeah, out this week. Yep. I'm in town hiding from it.
Yeah. Hey, we'll come back to the book in a minute, but I feel first we should just cover local news, what's been going on with the DAC weed in our society.
Mate, so much. It's been another week just full of stuff every day. So it was actually only a week ago that Jacinda Ardern said absolutely yes, just after our last show, in fact.
Fantastic.
So, it feels like so long ago, but it actually was just last Thursday. And that really showed the difference. I mean, Bill English on that debate, I don't know if anyone can remember back to then.
Oh, man, it was
Thursday,
mad.
He couldn't even pronounce it. Canabinabinon and all.
The best moment was... who was the was old mate Hosking? That's right. They're like, in 30 seconds, tell us your view on marijuana. And Jacinda was like, I don't need 30 seconds. Yes. Yeah. I fucking just about fell off my chair. It was so good.
Yeah.
Even though she threw away 30 seconds of talk time, which I.
Well, but you know, why bother? Just cut to the chase. I mean, it really showed the difference between the two, didn't it?
Right.
And
right.
And actually, we had our march down Queen Street on Saturday as well, and that was. Shown there too. We had MPs. Well, we had Julianne Jinder from the Green Party come along.
She's gave great. A she's very been to one
stirring,
before.
Yeah, very stirring speech, fiery. Tracy Martin, New Zealand First. That was awesome. She gave an assurance that New Zealand First will legalise medical cannabis. And when it was, she was challenged on, actually, you haven't taken a proper stance on that and we don't really know what you're going to do. And she said, right. No, we will legalise medical cannabis.
So politicians are realising it's a heavy issue. This
absolutely,
year.
Yeah. And this is now a vote winner for them, you know. It's we've made it an election issue and we've made it something that they want to get behind. They're all fighting to line up behind rather than running a mile from.
That might upset their grey power initiative, though.
Well, no, Tracy Martin pointed out that that Winston Peters was the one who tabled the petition from grey power in support of medical cannabis.
Okay.
So, yeah, right. Yeah, it's very good.
And was it CBD is kind of on the map now?
So that's doctors are allowed to prescribe that from today. These new regulations take effect.
You don't get a buzz.
You do not get a buzz. It is the highless part. It's the anti-high, in fact. There's even seriously, you have some CBD and then you smoke some weed, you will not get as high.
Wow.
Yeah, and that might be good. You might, if you're someone who gets a bit paranoid or anxious, and this is a good thing, you want a bit of CBD in there to kind of chill you out a little bit. But
depends on your illness, I guess, whether or not this will help you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's certainly indicated for a lot of things in other countries, America, Canada, Europe. You just go to the corner store and buy it. It's a few dollars. It's extracted out of hemp really cheaply. Here, we're going down a different route. It's kind of similar to what they've done in Australia. They're keeping it as a controlled drug, so it stays within the Misuse of Drugs Act, and that has a whole lot of consequences. One of them being that your doctor, there are no products for your doctor to prescribe, no approved products. So if they prescribe you an unapproved product, you as the patient can't then take that prescription and go overseas and bring some back or order some online and have it sent to you. You can't then put bans in place to stop that from happening. Special new ones.
You can't come back with an ounce?
No.
Damn it.
No, not even of just CBD. And remember, CBD, non-psychoactive, doesn't do it. You know, only medical benefits, doesn't do it, any kind of psychoactive effect. You also can't use hemp to produce it locally and you can't even produce the medicine legally in New Zealand out of a controlled drug. So
we screwed ourselves there.
You can't make it here. You as the patient can't import it. So you can get it prescribed if you can talk your doctor into this and within your 15-minute consultation. And then your doctor or your pharmacist can bring it in and have it sent to them and then they can dispense it to you. But you've got to talk them into it, and they're going to have to pay for it and deal with customs and do all that kind of stuff, you know. So
that's going to take some convincing.
Yeah. I think a lot of the particularly needy special cases, the ones that doctors have interests in, where they go, yeah, this is an interesting patient of mine, I'll do that for them. But by the time you're patient number 10 coming to them and saying, can you do this for me? You know, I think they're going to lose interest at that point.
Yeah,
so it's certainly, this is a stepping stone. This is like a first step.
It's a baby step.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And we will get more. They're saying that this is interim, that they're going to look at actually changing the law properly, not just this regulation.
Right.
Doing that maybe next year or something. But certainly if we get a Labour Green government,
I was about to say,
we'll go a lot further than that.
Yeah.
Oh, right on. Right on. Sweet.
And as we mentioned at the very start of this feature, we've also got Colin Hogg, notable New Zealand author in studio. You've been on a bit of a journey throughout, I guess, as your the subtitle of your book says, a journey to the new frontier of cannabis.
That's right.
What have you been doing? Where have you been?
Well, I've been sacrificing brain cells, you know, on behalf of New Zealand, really. It's been rough. I went on a road trip to America, sort of driven by my frustration at the laws regarding cannabis here and the increasing liberality of its availability in America. It seems confusing to me. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, I'm a travel writer. I thought I'd do a trip with that theme. So I took a mate and we flew to San Francisco and drove up through California, Oregon, Washington State, checked out things there, and then came back, realised there was this huge cannabis tourism industry in Colorado, so went back to Denver and spent a week there as a cannabis tourist.
They're killing it, eh? They're making
bucks. Killing it, yeah, yeah. $1 billion last year, that's just the tourism, you know.
As a tourist, just strictly as a cannabis tourist, how would you rate that experience, and what sort of stuff is included in a cannabis tourism trip?
Yeah, it's a little mind-boggling, but you book up and it's a total package. They check you, you know, you get a hotel. It actually turns out to be like a major chain, five-star hotel.
And you can smoke in the room?
You can smoke in the room. Right. When you check in, they give you a bag with a vape in it. You take it upstairs and you plug it in, and there's some coupons in there to go around to the nearest dispensary. And yeah, I booked into a cannabis cooking class, a sushi and joint rolling class.
Is that the same? Right, rolling joints the size of sushi? Or?
No, they had a sushi chef doing sushi, and they had a woman from a dope shop showing us how to roll the perfect joint. Her daddy had shown her how to.
Cool.
And on a Buds and Suds bus tour, there was a sort of craft beer cannabis thing that was actually quite life-threatening. that sort of thing. It's kind of crazy, you know.
No doubt. It sounds like a bit of a wonderland out there that you've
all for the research.
Of course.
Serious
it's product work. In front of us.
Was there anything, you know, sort of mind-blowing, you know, that you'd experienced or anything that really stood out on your travels?
I guess the fact that it was very available and yet it was kind of invisible was interesting.
Right.
I mean, there weren't people smoking on the streets. You actually weren't really very aware of it. It was only when you got near to one of the shops you could smell it, you know, from a block away. But, what it seems to have done is made it normal, if you excuse the
it's
pun,
not.
But it has. You know, it's brought and it's just put it at its level, which is lower than, you know, it is here, because it's more important here than it should be. It should just be normalised.
Right on.
You know?
It's interesting. I was in San Francisco this time last year, and I... When I was out in public, just, you know, out in town cruising around, I would notice that people were smoking it. Not necessarily see them, but you could smell it.
Mm.
But, you know, the fact that it was, you know, wafting through the air, no one seemed to bat an eyelid, nothing, you know, no one was fazed by it. I found that really interesting that people are just sort of accepted it as part of, you know.
But it's like that on the streets here. For a lot of people, like I know a lot of people just cruise around smoking.
There's the forms you can get it in over there, which can help make it slightly invisible,
like
these extraordinary electronic disposable vapes
or oils and
edibles and things.
And the edibles and the and you know, and I tried out the bandages. I broke my wrist a year ago and it's still been sore.
Oh, so nice, like a dermal patch.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it administers through the skin.
Helps with bone repair.
Yeah. It actually worked, you know, while I had it on. But
Sweet. And now you're here as part of the Going West Books and Writers Festival, is that correct?
That's right.
What's on the menu there?
I know Steve Brawnius is my support act, that's all I can say.
Okay, cool.
No, he's on before me with Jesse Mulligan, and I'm in conversation with Russell Brown, who's...
Right, it's all the potheads.
I don't know about Brawnius.
He
never carries, I tell you.
Just, one of those ones.
Just always at you.
There is a Facebook page for it, Going West Books and Writers Festival. So go ahead and check that out. It's happening this weekend from the 8th to the 10th.
Out in Henderson?
Out in Waitakere, right. Central. Yep, Henderson Valley Road, Henderson.
Yep, that's right.
Cool as. Anything else, gents? Anything else burning the pocket that we've just got to let people know about?
Well, did we do the CBD?
I just can't believe how slowly things are
moving here. Jeez. I don't believe a thing any of these people are saying right now. Right. I don't think they're going to do bugger all, to be honest with you, you know.
You mean the opposition parties? Or
I think all of them. Labour seems really...
It's hard to say.
If you look closely at it, they're all being quite... You know, the two major parties being quite conservative about it, really.
We're making progress under National, so we've got to take heart for that. There at least is some progress. It's very slow, but we are making some. Yeah. Under Labour, I think you're right. They want to be dragged kicking and screaming. You know what I mean? They want to be forced by the Greens or TOP or whoever else their partner is to do it. If it was just up to them, maybe not. Certainly medical, Jacinda said multiple times, right? Yes, but wider reform, who knows? But if we've got a strong Green influence,
if we can shut down this
happen.
Whole, you know, the crime connection thing. Yeah, I mean,
the misunderstanding that everybody just goes mental when it's legal, like you say, on the streets where you've been and where I've been as well.
Yeah.
It's the people aren't cruising around on fire with weed. It's just a thing that people do, and you just like taking a paracetamol or whatever you want to.
It slightly disappears. Mm. Yeah, sure, you smell a bit on the streets, but you know, I'd rather smell that
lovely.
In the sewers, you know.
Or tobacco,
Prostitution reform is a good example for here. I mean, when that changed, right, nothing noticeably changed. It just got safer for the people involved.
Mm.
Yeah, but the sky didn't fall. And I think that is a really important lesson from when you go to these places overseas. They just function normally. It's not like some massive change, but you get all the dodgy types out of the industry.
Yeah,
right on. Hey, thank you so much, Colin Hogg, for coming in. Now, where can people get the High Road book?
Good bookshops everywhere, I think.
Of course.
Sweet.
It was a popular Father's Day book, apparently, which I found slightly disturbing.
Hey, cheers, chaps. Thanks, Chris. And,
thank you.
Always just thank you. Thank you. Thank you, John, as well.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.